Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Trice. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Trice. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Clevenger. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Clevenger. And now, play ball. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Jacobs moves to third. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan strikes out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis fields it and throws to third for the out. Shantz moves to second. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shantz scores. Trice moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trice moves to third. Jacobs moves to second. Sid Hudson now pitching. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez fields it and throws to home to get Trice. Jacobs moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Jacobs scores. Vallo moves to third. Finnegan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Power reaches second base with a double. Vallo scores. Finnegan scores. Zerniel moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shantz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shantz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Shantz reaches third base with a triple. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Athletics. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice is 0-for-1 in the game. Trice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Trice reaches second base with a double. Shantz scores. It's 9-0, Athletics. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Jacobs reaches second base with a double. Trice scores. It's 10-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacobs moves to third. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-0, Athletics. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Worley now pitching. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Don Lenhart now playing third base. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Robertson now catching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacobs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Jacobs reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Zernial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacobs scores. Finnegan moves to second. It's 12-0, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Len Hart fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing second base. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Trice covering, for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-0, Athletics. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trice hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Worley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallo strikes out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Len Hart fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to third. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Finnegan. Gurnett scores. White moves to second. It's 13-1, Athletics. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling bunts towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. White scores. Lepsio scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-3, Athletics. Bill Worley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worley is 0 for 1 in the game. Worley hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Len Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. DeMaestri reaches second base with a double. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-3, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and steps on first for the out. There goes Pearsall attempting to take third. There's the throw from Power and Pearsall is out, for the double play. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 15-6, Athletics. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 16-6, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olson pinch hits for Bill Worley. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 16, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.